Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, the co-founder and CEO of Bolster. And I'm here today with Sanj Sanampudi. Sanj is the founder and CEO of Bardo, previously founder and CEO of Concert. Worked with me and a number of our Bolster colleagues as our head of FP&A at ReturnPath. Sanj, it's great to see you here.
Good to see you again.
One of the things that really impressed all of us when you started Concert was how aggressively, in a good way, and how quickly you developed your reputation as a thought leader in Concert's space, which I'm sort of broadly going to butcher as sales productivity, sales force management, sales productivity. You had come up through the ranks as a CFO. You hadn't written a book on it. And yet you found yourself pretty quickly with speaking gigs at some awesome conferences like Saster and World at Work and Stack Summit. So my question to you is, how did you turn yourself into a thought leader so quickly, and how can other founders do that as well?
Yeah, a lot of becoming a thought leader is trial and error. But the first step I would say that you should take is ask the five whys. So think about the problem that you want to talk about and keep digging down until you get to those sort of core assumptions that people have about the problem. So in my previous space, it was around sales commissions relate to productivity. So the core assumption that we got to is people thought that more money led to better behavior, and that targets were really impactful. The next thing that I did was I just kept writing. I would post on LinkedIn. I would post on blog posts about it. I would talk to anyone I could about this idea. And what happens when you're trying to reteach this idea is you sort of crystallize your storyline. It helps you organize your thoughts in a more meaningful way, and you get a lot of quick iterative testing on that.
Absolutely. I've always said that about blogging, which, you know, I've been doing for like 20 years now, that half the reason I blog is for myself, to sort of sharpen what I'm thinking about a topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last thing I would say that was really impactful for these is you can't keep your ideas to yourself or make them so precious. So the more people who are thinking about the way that you introduce this topic, the more people you're talking to about it, the more opportunities tend to open up. So I spoke to a VC partner about one of these ideas, and then she took it to Jason Lemkin at Saster, and that's how we got that Saster gig. And then the more people are kind of subscribing to your ideas, the more opportunities you'll naturally find.
Great suggestions for founders on becoming thought leaders, which I didn't ask you the question of why should you bother becoming a thought leader. I assume that's pretty obvious, but if you are interested in becoming a thought leader, which I would encourage, and I think Sanj would encourage.
Absolutely.
Your great suggestions for getting there. Thanks for being with me, Sanj.
Thanks, Matt.